Thank you, Chair. I wanted to take the floor briefly on two points. As we are currently talking about cross-cutting issues, the first point is to recall that France very much believes in institutional building and strengthening the financing of the Convention. I wanted to take the floor on this point because I do think this covers pretty much all of the different matters in the Convention. It relates to the implementation of the Convention and also the maintenance of the ISU. France remains greatly concerned by the number of delays in payments and the arrears in payments as well, and we call upon all state parties to make their mandatory contributions in full and in due time. In its national capacity, France has made a voluntary contribution recently, some €50,000, €100,000 for the operational fund of the ISU, and €50,000 for the sponsorship fund of the Convention. We did this because we believe it to be absolutely vital that we permit work to be carried on in the best conditions, in particular as we prepare for the review conference. But I would recall that in no way whatsoever should the burden be placed on the shoulders of some states because other states have not paid their dues. Honouring your obligatory or mandatory contributions is an obligation. It is not an option. And here I also wish to underscore how much France believes in the remarkable work carried out by the ISU. The assistance provided by the ISU to state parties is absolutely essential. Really, we cannot overestimate its input, the logistical support and the substantive support. The ISU assists us as we prepare for the review conference, but also the ISU prepares work on confidence building measures, and then the Article 10 database as well, the universalization efforts, the sponsorship programs implementation. And I would remind you that the ISU is funded by state parties. That is why it is important that everyone be in a position to pay their mandatory contributions. And then just very quickly to react to what my Austrian colleague has just said. I would just remind you, as we said in our general statement, and as the European Union also indicated in the statement made by the EU that we fully align ourselves with, of course, France considers that a disarmament instrument must also have a verification component to be as comprehensive as possible. So France is prepared to explore in detail this issue of verification. Thank you.